My name is Annalee Davis. I am the founding director of the Fresh Milk Art Platform, Inc. in St. George, Barbados, and I'm sitting here in the Colleen Lewis Reading Room with Fresh Milk's current resident artist, Lauren Craig. Lauren is a London-based multimedia visual artist who developed floral installation to describe her creative practice. During her time on the platform, Lauren has continued to work on her live performance work called Cleanse, which she's spoken about in some detail with Lenore Aline, and that text has been shared on our website. But before we get into Cleanse and the photographic work that has come out of that action and her residency here, I'd like to welcome Lauren to the conversation and begin with a bit of background by way of speaking about some of the projects she's been doing in the UK as a floral installation artist. So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you, Annalee.
You've been doing some exciting work with a couple of major institutions back in London. Can you tell us something about your work for the British Museum in collaboration with the Petrie Museum of Egyptian Archaeology? And let us know a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this, actually. In April next year, 2015, I'll be curating a deaf salon.
Okay, so what's a deaf salon?
A deaf salon is a take on the deaf cafe movement that's happening in a lot of cities at the moment. It's really about a conscious, more discursive and critical look and take on deaf. And it's a pretty big movement.
Okay. Hasn't hit the Caribbean yet, but anyway.
We can start one next
right.
week. So really what it is more of a world cafe format. So there will be a structured part of the event when they'll have a specialist come and talk. So it could be someone that works in embalming, or someone that dresses the dead, or someone that talks about ways for us to create commemorative objects. A whole barrage of things out
there. So demystifying death and speaking about it in more of an affirmative way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Deaf Cafe is a response to the Eight Mummies exhibition, which is the main exhibition at the British Museum at the moment. So it's an engagement piece that will bring people into the Petrie Museum also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Petrie Museum, I see, has about 80,000 objects. It's referred to as having one of the greatest collections of Egyptian and Sudanese archaeology in the world. So can you tell us about maybe one of the objects that you worked with and the project you did there?
I have to tell you about the measures. There's a set of seven bronze measures that I'm in absolute love with. And actually it started this relationship and fascination that I have with the museum's collection.
Okay.
The seven bronze measures that Petrie actually thought probably were used to measure opium, but actually they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Ethiopian or the Nubian measure for gold dust.
Okay.
So the smallest one, which is just so amazing. I can't believe that, you know, technology's not being used to make it, because it's minute. It's just one peck, but it's so beautifully crafted. So it's used to measure gold dust, which the Nubians would then use to adorn artifacts for worship.
So this is the object that you selected to work with at the Petrie Museum?
That's right. I was part of a curatorship project called Fusion of Worlds. For me, was really mind-blowing, because it made me look at history differently. And I think the Petrie Museum were quite brave to position ancient Egyptian art as African art, and to connect African art and its inspirations and influence into
mm-hmm.
modern sculpture.
Okay.